Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
So it is official. It is official. The Senate Judiciary Committee has approved Brett Kavanaugh. It will go to the full Senate as early as tomorrow. Will the final vote be on Tuesday? I hope it will be. The time for delay is done. It's over. And we don't need Jeff Flake. If Jeff Flake wants to vote no, I'm sure Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski will vote aye. And if you can make that assumption, then you got to say, well, then I think we're good. What is this going to mean? Many are saying this is a vote about abortion, about Roe v. Wade, about right to life, about pro-choice. My good friend Melissa Clement is joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life, and joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Melissa, always good to talk to you. You're coming to town this weekend, are you not?
I am coming to town. I have to just stop and say how excited I am with the news that happened just right before you called me up with Kavanaugh getting out of committee, because I was so worried about that. But sorry, I had to give my little personal input on that.
No, but the fact is that this was one of those things that I think they have the votes in the full Senate. I wasn't sure when they have an 11-10 margin. One Republican screwing up could screw up the whole thing.
Well, and were you just holding your breath the last few minutes as Jeff Flake was talking? I mean, I didn't know if he was going to vote up or down up to the very last minute. And how frustrating. And, you know, you're exactly right. This is about one thing and one thing alone, and it's abortion. And it's not that they dislike this guy in any way. It's just that he actually would be a great Supreme Court justice that would look at every single law, the way it was written, and apply it to the Constitution and rule on whether or not those two things jibe. And so abortion and free access to abortion at all times, all 9 months, for any particular reason, and even our 11-year-old daughters, all of that they've enjoyed for the last 40 years is now lies in the balance, because he's actually going to look at all laws.
But even if he changed Roe v. Wade or voted to change Roe v. Wade, it would mean that most probably abortion would be dealt with by the states. It wouldn't be outlawed. It wouldn't be permitted. It would be every state being able to do what it wants to do. States' rights.
Absolutely. And I tell everybody this who gets upset on either side of Roe v. Wade, that if it turns over, there will be absolutely no difference in the state of Nevada the next morning. And in fact, a lot of Roe v. Wade has already been turned over. And so this is just a step toward providing justice once and for all lives, born and unborn. And so, I mean, in some respects, my job as president of Nevada Right to Life gets a lot harder the day after Roe v. Wade falls, because now it will be our job. All pro-lifers across the state are going to have to work really hard to change our laws. But it's a heck of a lot easier to change laws down in Carson City, even if you live in Las Vegas, than it is to even see those Supreme Court justices who are the ones who have always been the only people who can consider abortion.
I know, Melissa, I know you're like me in that you are a voracious consumer of cable news, Fox News usually, mm-hmm. and you had a chance to watch the original hearings. You watched what happened yesterday, that circus that was yesterday. And I'm curious, what do we know about Brett Kavanaugh relative to abortion? Are you sold on the idea that he will want to hear cases and that he will vote to essentially outlaw Roe v. Wade?
You know, you can't. I guess I've been through this too many times that I can't say that I could guarantee that, because I thought John Roberts would be our ace in the hole. I thought a lot of people over the years would be our ace in the hole. You know, what has to happen is we have to have a willing court that will take a particular court case that actually does get to the heart of the abortion issue. So there's so much that has to happen. I'm not going to feel good until we have 7 in our court and 2 on the other side, because that's what it took to open up abortion. Are we going to be better off once he is confirmed? Absolutely. And what I saw with this circus, I quite honestly didn't think I could see a bigger circus than I saw 2 weeks ago when he was going through his own interview, and when people were screaming and yelling and getting dragged out. I thought that was the worst that our republic had ever seen until yesterday. And I am quite honestly so dismayed. I looked at that, and as a woman, I thought, Dianne Feinstein needs to be brought up on charges for dereliction of duty, because if she had any kind of credible evidence that there was an issue with his background, she should have turned that over to the full committee and done a full investigation in July. But obviously, it wasn't important enough. Obviously, it was more important to drag two people through the mud. I mean, because I can't know whether Dr. Ford, what she said was true or not. I do believe it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh, but at the end of the day, you and I can never know because we weren't there. But I truly worried about our nation if we were going to get to the point that we just throw away innocent until proven guilty, due process, everything that our justice system is based on. Now, I say that, and I have such compassion for all women and men who've ever been sexually assaulted, because that is the most horrifying crime. But this was a political display that I placed directly in the Democrats' lap. And if you want more of this kind of craziness, Kevin, vote for a Democrat in the fall, because you reward bad behavior, you get more of it.
Again, Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. She'll be in town this weekend for a big event. We'll talk about that event in just a second. But I do want to ask you, because you are not only the head of Nevada Right to Life, you're a woman. You've got a family. I've got to ask you, as a woman, when you see allegations come up, there are some on the left saying, you must believe them. We all must believe them. In this particular case, you had a very credible witness in Judge Kavanaugh and an equally compelling and, you know, I have no reason to doubt what she is saying, talking about Dr. Ford. So then we're, we're left with a conundrum of who do we believe? Do we have to believe every allegation?
I don't think we have to. Well, I mean, I wish we could say, yes, we have to. But to assume that there is never a lie, that no one ever, no woman ever lies. I mean, come on. We all lie in little and big ways. All of us, men, women, children, everybody. And, you know, quite honestly, I don't think she's lying. I mean, something happened to her, and this is my personal opinion. Something happened to her, and it was hard to watch as a woman because, you know, all of us, I'm about her age. I lived through that period of time, and gosh, I know women who had to deal with this kind of stuff, and it's horrible. But we can't categorically just say if a woman says it, it's true. How about if a woman says it, yeah, we need to look into it. But let's figure out a way to solve the real problem, which is when somebody is sexually assaulted, we have got to figure out a way that a very timely and compassionate investigation that keeps both the victim, alleged victim and alleged perpetrator, weighs their particular civil rights equally in a compassionate way. Now, I don't know how to do that because it breaks my heart how many of women, so many dear friends, so many relatives, so many people in my life that have had sexual assault, horrible sexual assault crimes happen to them. And I don't know, Kevin, but the thing is that it worries me as the mother of two boys that an uncorroborated allegation from my freshman in high school's appear in his class right now could say something 30 years from now. And how would he possibly protect himself? There's no way. I mean, I was joking with some friends. I mean, it was sick, but I feel like I should go and invest in body cams for my boys. Because as many times as I've seen the horrifying effects of a woman or a girl who's been raped or sexually assaulted, I've also lived a lot of years in the professional world where I've seen good men accused of things that I know didn't happen. And so somehow we got to figure this out. And thank goodness we live in the United States of America, where we have a justice system that understands that you got to weigh both and you got to do the best you can to protect everyone. So there you go.
Coming up, more from Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life. She has a lot to say on a lot of different topics. More with Melissa coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stick around. You're listening to Live and Local Now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, Kevin Wall with you. Great to have you with us, and great to have Melissa Clement joining us, president of Nevada Right to Life, joining us from Northern Nevada. She'll be in town over the weekend for a major film event. And Melissa, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, I am so excited to be able to share with all of our friends down in Las Vegas the film that Hollywood, the media, big abortion, and Democrats never wanted anybody to see. And that is, it's called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. Now, Kevin, I don't know if you remember, back in 2010, there was a big DEA bust of a pill mill in Philadelphia, just a doctor's office, and they went in thinking they were just going to find a bunch that it was a pill mill. And what they found when they opened the doors was something out of a horror story. In fact, they called it the Horror House. Oh. And it was the abortion clinic of Dr. I say that with quotes around it because he wasn't what any of us would consider a doctor. Kermit Gosnell. And he had an abortion clinic that was four stories high and was like a serial killer's haven. they walked in and couldn't believe what they found. So what went from a DEA investigation turned into a serial killer murder trial. And this, what was so interesting about this case is that, number one, it was the first time that an abortionist of this type had ever actually been prosecuted. And his crimes were horrible. They call him a serial killer because he had trophies of little baby feet and stuff like that.
Oh,
I know. I mean, it's a horrifying story. But what's interesting about that was the horrifying part. But then it got even worse once they found this and they took it to the district attorney. Well, there was a lot of pressure not to prosecute because this was, you know, a woman's right to choose and women's health. And so they got pushback from even the governor of Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge, did not want to stop this kind of stuff, to make sure that these kind of places were kept up to code, all kinds of things. And then so they finally get it to the jury, and then the media ignores it. So it's just how I explain it is, it's like a CSI, a really well-done CSI, part crime thriller, part courtroom drama, and part media cover-up. Because once they did get this guy into a trial of the century in a lot of ways, the media did everything they could to make sure it never saw the light of day. And so this movie stars Dean Cain and Nick Searcy and a couple of other real big names, and it's a feature film. It's not a documentary. It's not gory in any way. It's PG-13, but it is the most compelling case I can think of why it's so important that we have laws regulating women's safety, just women's safety. But anyway, so enough about the movie, and I haven't given anything away. I haven't given anything away. There's many spoilers yet to come. It will be at the Suncoast Casino Cinemark 16 on Sunday, September 30th. Now, Hollywood has tried to make sure that this wouldn't get the funding, so they had Indiegogo funding, biggest project ever. They've tried to make sure it didn't have a distributor. We've got one now. And they've tried to make sure it doesn't come out. So we're doing a pre-screening. We'll have the editor of the movie will be there for Q&A, which, you know, after they finish the movie, there's still more story about how they tried to stop it. So it's going to be a great event.
Okay. Can you repeat one more time the location and how folks can get tickets?
Absolutely. Okay, so the best. So it will be Sunday, September 30th at the Summerlin Suncoast Casino. There's a theater there, Cinemark 16. You need to get tickets online. You can do that either through, the best way is to go to Nevada Right to Life Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and then the link for the tickets is there. They're $11. And
can you hold on to that thought, because we'll come back with a lot more with Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life. That's all next. Live and local now.
Let's go out tonight. You like me and I like it all. We like dancing and we look.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Melissa Clement joining us, the president of Nevada Right to Life. She'll be in town for a big film screening, the movie Gosnell, and very, very exciting. Can I ask you, can media, can pop culture, can it help in the battle that all of us fight to preserve life, to preserve the life of the unborn?
Oh, absolutely. I think it has a huge effect. And that's why it's so, this kind of a movie that just puts it out there is so important, because it just puts it out in front of people. I think too often media and Hollywood, they delegitimize life in general, and oftentimes they make abortion or all of the challenges against life look like no big deal, and that's something women want and all that kind of thing. And when you see somebody like Alyssa Milano sitting behind behind Dr. Ford yesterday, I mean, absolutely, the Hollywood has a huge impact on this kind of thing, and I'm so happy that there are members of the media that are willing to just present both sides and let life win. Because, you know, at the end of the day, truth is truth.
One more time, I want you to give out everything you've got information-wise about the screening on Sunday, who, what, where, when, why. Go through it all, and I'll give you as much time as you need.
Okay, so we will have a screening of God No at the Suncoast Casino in Summerlin, the Cinemark 16 Theater there. It will be at 6 p.m. You need to get your tickets online, because the theater will not be selling our tickets. And you can get the link online from our Facebook page, Nevada Right to Life Facebook page. And you'll see a link for the Reno showing, which will be tonight, and the Las Vegas showing that will be Sunday night, 6 p.m.
Let's give the location, because we obviously blow into Sparks and Reno and Carson City and throughout northern Nevada. Make sure we give that location as well for tonight.
Absolutely. So tonight is 6:30 p.m. at the Park Lane Theater in Reno. And again, tickets are online on our Facebook page. And we would love to fill both theaters, and we are so excited. We have a member of the production staff that can kind of give us the inside scoop on a lot of the stories behind this movie.
I think it's great. I'm going to try and come out and join you guys on Sunday night. I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the film as well. Melissa, always good to visit with you. We'll see you when you get here, okay?
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you. Melissa Clement joining us, Nevada Right to Life. She is the president and a darn good lady, a mom, and really a cool, cool lady. I love this gal to death. I want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now is brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. It's great stuff. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone. Do it right now. Check out meowiwana.com. That's meowiwana.com. Tell you what, let's do. We're going to get to your calls. As you know, from 11:30 until noon, you get a chance to tell us where you want to take the show. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And it's really a lot of fun. You get to turn the tables on us. Normally, we tell you for the first 2.5 hours what we're going to talk about. And it's got to be topical. And it's got to be compelling. It's got to be entertaining. But more than that, we want to hear what matters to you. So call me right now. In fact, I've got one line ringing in. I've got one line open. That's all I got. And in fact, everything is loaded right now. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, by the way, at Kevin Wall Radio. Let's begin with Bob. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Hopefully you and your audience are having an awesome day now.
And we are so far, and it's the weekend. I love it.
All right. I think you should do a psychic hotline, but I'm pretty sure that you did predict that the Democrats were going to do this right before, when the nomination of Kavanaugh came down to the wire. I'm pretty sure you predicted
and
that.
By the way, I was very specific. I said it would be a hashtag Me Too, looking into his life as a college student or as a high school student. I don't think I said high school student, but I did say early in his career. That's one thing. I'm not that smart. I'm college educated, but I'm not that smart. But I did call this one that they would as the ultimate Hail Mary, try and dredge up something from his past, some woman from his past, somebody he went steady with, and the relationship went south, and then all of a sudden this would become a hashtag Me Too. Are you surprised how far it's gone?
No, and I look forward to probably happen in November come election time also for other candidates.
Wow. And let's see here. Oh, by the way, the Kavanaugh vote is in. They're going to wait a week pending an FBI investigation. I don't know if that is from Mitch McConnell, but it's good enough for me. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. This is one that we did call. As soon as the nomination was made by the President of the United States, and we knew that it was down to four, and the left was ready to attack any of the four candidates, we knew this was coming. And I knew it would probably be some sort of a Hail Mary hashtag Me Too thing, which I think is just... You know, for Brett Kavanaugh and his family, I think it's horrific. And when exactly this vote will happen is anybody's guess. It is appearing that it's not going to be Tuesday. And I'm not even sure if the Senate, I would keep the Senate in, though. If I were Mitch McConnell, I'd keep the Senate in right now and let people begin making their speeches. That's what I would do. Keep the Senate in and let them make speeches. And whenever the FBI investigation is done, we vote. But then that won't be good enough, because then the Democrats will say, well, wait a minute. We need time for everybody to be heard. And there'll be a new witness at 11 o'clock the night before the vote, and it'll be a new witness. There's a new allegation. Five more women have come out and said he looked at them the wrong way. This is getting weird. I mean, it really honestly is. Tell you what, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, you're talking to a guy who kicked Facebook and Twitter to the curb about 2 years ago. It cuts down on the bombardment of information. It took my stress level from an 8 to about a 2. But what I want to know is, why wasn't the data of Mark Judge's employment at the Safeway ever disclosed? I mean, this is the press we're talking about. They can dig up anything on anybody. I mean, they can find out if you've got pimples on your genitals. But I think the answer to that question is because Blasey Ford's might have the wrong year. If it was 83, it would make her 16 instead of 15. She did say she had a driver's license. And another thing is, who leaked the Blasey Ford's letter? I mean, I think it was DiFi, straight on the money. No screwing around. You know,
Hey, wait a minute. Just for the record, she swore up and down yesterday during the hearing that it was not her and it was not anybody on her staff. She swore again today.
I know she did, but they also said that she voluntarily, Blasey Ford did, said that she would, you know, kick the letter out. And that's not true. She never did. She didn't. We heard it in the hearing. She was surprised that it happened. She didn't know who did it. I think it's DiFi. And I think I know what she looks like when she's lying now, because you can see that her staff has to get involved over her shoulder when she goes into the aw shucks mode. Yeah. I think she did it on purpose, and she purposely timed the release of that letter.
Wow. Thanks, man. You want to join us, that's Freed Up a Line. It's what we do at the end of every show. We give you the opportunity to voice your opinion on anything. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, coming up, we're going to let you hear from Cory Booker. We're going to let you hear from Lindsey Graham. Two of the highlights yesterday of this, what we hope is the final day of hearings for Judge Kavanaugh. Hopefully now we'll move to a vote. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new Fridgewise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from Fridgewise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're going to have so much fun in our final segment. This is the segment where you get a chance to tell us what it is you want to talk about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Tell you what, let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I know you want to play two bites, but I want to make a few points. First of all, the last caller, she said she was 15. She wasn't driving. She didn't know who took her there or who went there. So you know, people don't even listen. Now, here's what I'm going to say, Kev. This guy, his nomination should be pulled. This man is an incompetent. He was broken down. He became just discombobulated. I don't know why people are spinning this. He was crying. He went from anger to crying, showing, you know, that he, you know, has an alcoholic problem. The whole edifice that he built of a perfect man with the grades, with the basketball, with the football, with the church, it came tumbling down in an hour and a half. The things he said, the questions he evaded, and it came to a head with a female senator from Minnesota. First of all, what's his name? Durbin broke him down. White House broke him down, but when she said to him, she was sympathetic, and he asked her, have you had blackouts? He kept asking these other people, do you drink? That's inappropriate. Then he said to her, ask me about my diary and basketball. This was Captain Queeg and the Kane Mutiny. This man is not qualified. He should, and they're making the right decision. They have to further investigate it. I'm not saying I believe her. I think what you said a couple of days ago might be true. They both might be lying. This was tragic. I'm not gloating in this, Kevin. I'm too old. I wanted to see him, but he is this man who was a judge for 12 years, who heard testimony and cross-examination, for him to collapse like this and talk about basketball. And I went to Roger Clemens and Bret Hart and George Hart was there. I mean, this was insanity. And all the Republicans don't want to admit it. It was tragic to see a breakdown. This was Greek tragedy. It was Shakespearean in front of his family, in front of the country, in front of the world. He is not qualified. And Trump, it's not his fault. He's got to pull this guy. He's going to taint the Supreme Court. Somebody get somebody else. We have a large country. Let's just be honest about this guy. He's got an alcoholic problem. Other people have said it, and he goes Jekyll and Hyde. And it was epitomized in that hour-long introduction when he went from anger to sobbing and crying like a woman. No. Get somebody else, Kev. Are you still there?
Hey. Just so you know, Dr. Ford wasn't exactly a... a pillar of strength.
No, I'm not saying.
I mean,
she was whiny.
She was whiny. She reminded me of these college students that after the election in November of 2016 needed safe rooms and comfort dogs and animals and things like that. I mean, come on. I mean, and by the way, just so you know. I thought Brett Kavanaugh, you know, we always talk about how men shouldn't be so stoic. And I'll just tell you, I think maybe it's nice that we saw another side, a more forceful side, a side that's not that's done turning the other cheek, so to speak. I liked seeing a more vulnerable, you know, Brett Kavanaugh. I liked it. I know we're running out of time, but we'll get to as many calls as we can. You want to join us real quick, 844, the number 2, Nevada. Mike feels very strongly, that Kavanaugh should be rejected because of what we saw yesterday. Let's go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What do you think of what Mike just said?
I vehemently disagree. I don't think Mike has ever been in a position that he's been personally attacked nationally, internationally, his family threatened, his wife threatened. I think Judge Kavanaugh's righteous indignation and anger were well placed. And while we don't like to see a man break down, I completely understand why he became emotional. And I think he's extremely qualified if you look beyond his record. If you look at how this man comported himself during these hearings, And I think he held back. I think we really, in terms of his anger and in terms of the anger that could have been displayed, he held back. I don't think Mike is judging this man under the total circumstances. If Mike himself were in the same position, he probably would be breaking down and probably be crying uncontrollably. This is a human being. He's not a robot. Judge Kavanaugh is a very good man, and this is more of an indication of what the left is, the new left, and congressional Democrats, and all of these people that are arrayed against us. This man, Kavanaugh, is a microcosm of the United States and Western civilization and what we stand for, and it is under attack, and I think Mike should take that into consideration before he makes his injudicious judgments.
I'm glad you called. Let's see if we can get... it says Gal. Is that G-A-L? Oh, Dal. Oh, Gal. Okay. I've just never heard of a name called Gal. We'll find out who Gal. Gal, tell me who you are.
Gail, not Gal.
Gail.
Yes, Kevin, Judge Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He submits thousands and thousands of pages of his decisions on the law. He's an expert on the Constitution, a very fair-minded person, and eminently qualified. You know, your caller Mike from Reno wouldn't even approve of George Washington if George Washington were up for a Supreme Court justice. Let me tell you that. He doesn't want to look at facts the way they are. And this Ford woman doesn't remember how she got to the party, who took her home, or very other convenient facts that she chooses to remember. But she didn't even remember if she gave her notes from therapy up a few weeks ago, who she gave it to, or if she gave it. That's a few weeks ago. But she remembers all these facts from 36 years ago with very... pertinent facts that she withheld as to who took her home and so forth. Very convenient, because she is basically, in my opinion, a big liar and storyteller. She's the CEO of the company that manufactures the anti-abortion pill, the overnight pill, RU486. Judge Kavanaugh wants Roe v. Wade to stay in place. He said it's settled law, so I don't know what this Professor Ford's problem is.
But I'm going to tell you, they're scared to death. They're scared to death that there is now going to be a majority on the court that wants to see Roe v. Wade overturned. I'm going to tell you, it's not conversation I have with a lot of my female friends. I don't find women scared to death. I mean, you're going to see ads for the midterm elections. You're going to see ads, yeah, and it'll scare you to death. And they'll talk about he supported or she supported Brett Kavanaugh, hell bent on overturning Roe v. Wade, taking away your right to choose. That's going to do it for this week. I want to thank Jameson, Ashley, who's going to be with us early next week. Looking forward to that. Jameson's going to take a couple of days off. I want to thank Andrew Paul, Tracy Brigida. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. We'll do it again on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Make the most of your weekend, will you please? Live and local now.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please. Join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.